7 million men right now are trapped in this exact cycle without even knowing it exists. They think she's interested. They think if they just give her more attention, more time, more validation, she'll finally commit. But here's what nobody tells you. Validation seeking isn't a symptom of low self-esteem. It's a tactical pattern women use to extract male resources without ever committing. And while you're reading her mixed signals as confusion, she's running a system that's been perfected over thousands of interactions. In the next minutes, I'm going to break down the 5 behavioral patterns that reveal she's not building connection with you. She's extracting validation. Each sign includes the psychology behind it and the exact corrective response that protects your value. By the time this is over, you'll never misread these signals again. Let's start with something you need to understand. When a woman wants validation, she doesn't walk up and say, "I need attention, but I'm not actually interested in you." That would be too obvious. Instead, she creates an environment where you voluntarily offer everything while she commits to nothing. Think of it like this. She's running an emotional casino where you're the one gambling, and the house always wins. You keep depositing attention, time, emotional energy, and she keeps giving you just enough feedback to make you think the next interaction will be different. Here's what makes this so effective. Her brain releases dopamine every time you validate her. Each text response, each compliment, each time you chase, 0.5 microgram of dopamine. Every time you demonstrate investment, 1.2 micrograms. It's the exact same neurotransmitter that cocaine releases. She's not consciously manipulating you. She's addicted to the chemical reward your attention provides. And like any addict, she'll keep coming back to the source without ever paying the real cost. But here's where it gets really twisted. The system works better when you're uncertain. Intermittent reinforcement creates stronger addiction than constant rewards. So she gives you warmth on Monday, ice-cold silence on Wednesday, flirtatious energy on Friday. You're not dating a woman. You're playing a slot machine that occasionally pays out just enough to keep you pulling the lever. The first pattern you need to recognize is inconsistent response patterns with zero accountability. Let me tell you about Marcus. 31 years old, financial analyst in Denver, meets a woman named Chelsea at a tech networking event. The first 3 weeks are pure narcotics. She texts him paragraphs at 7:23 a.m. every single morning. Long voice notes about her day. Sends him photos of her coffee with "thinking of you" captions. They go on 2 dates, both electric. Sexual tension is off the charts. He's convinced she's different. Then everything changes. Week 4, her texts go from daily paragraphs to 3-word replies every 48 hours. "Hey," at 11:47 p.m., "busy right now" at 2:15 p.m. But here's the micro detail Marcus notices. Her Instagram story shows she's been active all day, posting gym selfies at 9 a.m., stories with girlfriends at brunch at 1 p.m., TikTok videos at 7 p.m. She's not busy. She's strategically unavailable to him while broadcasting availability to everyone else. Marcus does what most men do. He doubles down, sends longer texts, asks if everything's okay, suggests another date. Her response: "Sorry, things have been crazy. Miss you though." No explanation, no accountability, no actual plan to see him. Just enough warmth to reset his hope. And it works. He goes from frustrated to relieved in 30 seconds. Here's what's really happening. Chelsea isn't confused about her feelings. She's running a validation harvest cycle. When her emotional tank is empty, when she needs to feel desired, when her self-esteem dips, when another guy isn't giving her enough attention, she reactivates Marcus, sends a flirty text, drops a hint about getting together, gets his investment flowing again, then disappears the moment her tank is full. The pattern repeats for 8 weeks. Marcus finally asks her directly, "Are we building something here or not?" Her response is textbook: "I really like you. I'm just not sure what I want right now. Can we just see where things go?" Translation: Keep giving me validation while I explore other options, and don't you dare ask me to commit. The lesson: when a woman wants you, her actions are consistent. When she wants validation, her actions are erratic with zero accountability. She'll blame work, stress, craziness, but she'll never take responsibility for wasting your time, and she'll always leave just enough breadcrumbs to keep you hoping. Now let's go deeper. The second pattern is high engagement online with low commitment offline. This is where the dopamine algorithm reveals itself. Pay attention to this part. A validation-seeking woman will engage heavily with your digital presence while systematically avoiding real-world investment. She likes every Instagram story, comments with emojis, responds to your posts within minutes, but when you suggest meeting up, suddenly, she's got a scheduling conflict that lasts 3 weeks. Know what happens when she gets 200 likes on a photo? Her brain releases the same neurochemical cocktail as winning at blackjack. Each notification is a micro hit. And here's the dark part. Your attention is just one slot in her validation portfolio. She's collecting likes from 47 other men simultaneously. You think you're having a meaningful connection? She's managing an emotional hedge fund. I've seen this pattern 1,000 times. The woman who's always too busy to meet for coffee but posts 12 Instagram stories per day. The one who heart reacts to every text but cancels plans 45 minutes before with "something came up." The one who's deeply engaged in your DMs at midnight but can't find 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon. Think about this for a second. If a woman is genuinely interested in you, she makes time. Not eventually, not when things calm down. Immediately, because female biology doesn't hesitate when it encounters a high-value man. But when she only wants validation, digital engagement costs her nothing. It's low investment, high return. She gets your attention, your pursuit, your emotional energy, all through a screen with zero commitment required. And this is where everything changes. The moment you understand that online engagement without offline follow-through is a validation trap, you stop playing the game. You stop responding to breadcrumb texts. You stop engaging with her stories. You stop being available for late-night, "Hey, what are you up to?" messages. Watch what happens when you cut off the supply. One of two things: either she escalates to actual commitment, or she disappears completely. Both outcomes tell you exactly what you need to know. The third behavioral pattern is even more revealing. Watch what she does when you're not available. Does she respect your boundaries and wait for you to reconnect? Or does she manufacture urgency the moment your attention shifts elsewhere? This distinction separates women who want connection from women who need constant validation. Let me tell you about a situation I saw firsthand. A guy I know, let's call him Daniel, 35 years old, entrepreneur in Miami. He's seeing a woman who exhibits classic validation-seeking behavior. One weekend, Daniel goes to a bachelor party in Vegas, tells her in advance, sets clear expectations, says he'll be mostly offline for 3 days. Friday night, 14 texts from her, nothing urgent. Just random observations about her day. Missing you messages. Photos of what she's wearing. He doesn't respond. He's out with friends. Saturday morning, 22 more messages. Now there's manufactured urgency. Something happened, and I need to talk. "Are you mad at me? Why aren't you responding?" He checks in briefly to make sure it's not a real emergency. It's not. She just felt disconnected and needed to hear his voice. Sunday afternoon, Daniel flies back, checks his phone. 41 total messages, 3 missed calls, 2 voicemails that say nothing. And here's the contradiction that exposes everything. While she's blowing up his phone claiming she needs him, her Instagram shows she's been out at brunch, at the beach with friends, at a rooftop bar Saturday night. She wasn't in crisis. She was in validation withdrawal. You know what pisses me off about all this? Society tells men they're emotionally unavailable if they don't respond to every emotional demand instantly. Therapists, women's magazines, Instagram relationship coaches, all pushing the same script. Be more available, be more attentive, make her feel prioritized. But nobody tells you that this advice creates the exact dynamic that kills attraction. Here's the hypocrisy nobody mentions. When you're constantly available, when you drop everything to validate her feelings, when you sacrifice your boundaries to make her comfortable, you're not being a good partner. You're being a validation dispenser. And the moment she realizes you have no life outside of servicing her emotional needs, attraction dies. She doesn't respect the man who abandons his mission every time she sends a "miss you" text, as if giving her everything she asks for makes her happy, as if sacrificing your plans makes her more committed, as if being her emotional support animal increases desire. It doesn't. It creates contempt. Because female biology doesn't value what it can control completely. And when you're available 24/7, you're not a man with options. You're a resource she's already consumed. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. The corrective response to manufactured urgency is complete indifference. Not anger, not explanation, indifference. When she creates drama during your absence, you don't reward it with immediate attention. You respond on your timeline with your boundaries intact. Just got back. Glad you're okay. Talk later. That's it. No apology for not responding. No explanation of why you were busy. No negotiation about your right to have a life outside her emotional demands. But that's not the full picture. The fourth pattern is even more surgical. A validation-seeking woman will create the illusion of deep connection by sharing personal information. Trauma, fears, dreams, insecurities. She'll make you feel like her confidant, her safe space, the one person who really understands her. But watch what happens when you try to move the relationship forward. Suddenly, all that intimacy evaporates. You think she shared because she trusts you. Wrong. She shared because vulnerability is the most effective validation harvesting tool women have. Every time you comfort her, reassure her, tell her it's going to be okay, she gets a dopamine hit, and you get emotionally invested. It's a trade where she pays in words and collects in your attachment. But here's what'll really blow your mind. The solution isn't to withhold empathy. It's to recognize the pattern and refuse to escalate investment until she matches it. When she shares something deeply personal, you can acknowledge it without becoming her therapist. That sounds difficult. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Not cold, not dismissive, just boundaried. You're not her emotional landfill. You're a man evaluating whether she's worth your commitment. And here's the counterintuitive twist that changes everything. The less you chase her emotional validation needs, the more she'll actually respect you. Every time you refuse to be her unpaid therapist, you communicate something her biology understands. You have standards. You're not desperate for her approval. You're evaluating whether she deserves access to your time and energy. That scarcity creates the one thing validation can never provide. Actual desire. Now pay attention to this next part. The fifth and final pattern is blatant. A validation-seeking woman will actively maintain and display her other options. She'll mention other guys pursuing her in conversation. She'll show you texts from ex-boyfriends checking in. She'll make sure you know about the co-worker who asked her out, the guy at the gym who got her number, the ex who wants her back. Most men interpret this as competition anxiety. They think, I need to prove I'm better than these other guys. Wrong. You've already lost if you're competing. Because the game isn't about who's best. It's about who'll provide the most validation while she keeps all her options open. She's not trying to choose between you and other men. She's trying to keep all of you orbiting while she extracts maximum attention. Here's the brutal truth women won't admit, but their behavior screams. When a woman has decided you're her best option, she doesn't mention other men. She doesn't create competition. She doesn't need to, because she's already chosen. The only women who weaponize other men's attention are women who haven't decided you're worth committing to. And they'll keep you in that ambiguous space as long as you tolerate it. The moment she mentions another guy's interest, your only response should be complete emotional withdrawal. Not jealousy, not competition, withdrawal. That's great. I hope it works out for you. And then you reduce your investment to zero. Stop initiating. Stop planning. Stop being available. If she's evaluating options, she's disqualified herself from your commitment. Let her experience what life looks like when you're not an option anymore. Here's what all five patterns reveal about the deeper truth. Validation seeking isn't random behavior. It's a biological strategy to secure male investment without providing female commitment. In evolutionary terms, she's gathering resources and attention from multiple men without selecting one, keeping her options open while maximizing security. It's not conscious, it's not evil, it's programming, but you're not hardwired to accept it. Male biology thrives on clarity, commitment, and respect. When you invest in a woman who only wants validation, you violate your own nature. You become anxious, uncertain, destabilized. That's not a flaw in you. That's your biology telling you something is wrong. She's not playing the commitment game. She's playing the extraction game. And your instinct to withdraw isn't insecurity. It's wisdom. The uncomfortable truth nobody wants to say out loud. Some women aren't dating to find a partner. They're dating to feed an addiction to external validation that no amount of male attention will ever satisfy. You can't fix that. You can't love her into security. You can't be patient enough, understanding enough, available enough to change the pattern. She has to want to change it herself. And most won't, because the dopamine hit from validation is easier than the vulnerability required for real connection. So here's what you do with this information. You stop interpreting mixed signals as confusion. You stop giving second chances to women who show you exactly who they are through their actions. You stop tolerating inconsistency, digital-only engagement, manufactured urgency, emotional exploitation and public option shopping, not with anger, not with bitterness, with standards. Your value isn't determined by whether she chooses you. It's determined by whether you choose yourself. The woman who only wants validation will always find a man willing to provide it. Make sure that man isn't you. Protect your time, your energy, your commitment, and reserve them for a woman whose actions match her words. That's not being cold. That's being awake.